Welcome. Beginning of Parsha Ketava, we have the mitzvah of Bikurim. Right after the mitzvah of Bikurim, we're told, the pasuk tells us, Ki techale la'aser et kol ma'aser tefatcha v'shana shlishit shnat ma'aser natata levi lager li'atom la'mana v'achlu v'sharecha v'saveyu. So the third year, it's also true of the sixth year, we have to give ma'aser ani. We give Maser Sheni in year 1, 2, 4, and 5, and we give Maser Ani in year 3 and 6. And Rashi actually comes here on this Pasuk, Shana She'en Ba Maser Sheni. It's a year when there's no Maser Sheni. So what's Rashi telling us? We know that. That's what the Torah is Dafka saying on year 3 and year 6. Well, why does he have to point out that it's not a year of Maser Sheni? And Ramosha Feinstein says, and this is an idea that we've come across a few times in Ramosha Feinstein, that the reason is, in this Darish Moshe, and the reason is that we do for Maser, when it comes, we do Vidoy Maser. What are we saying? We're saying we have to, in addition to giving the produce, we have to say a Vidoy, and saying we did everything as we're supposed to do. We don't do this for most mitzvot. Or we don't do this for the majority of men. So we don't put on tefillin and say, and we here are doing vidoy, we put on tefillin properly. I'm keeping Shabbos and I kept Shabbos properly. And I'm keeping kashrus and I kept kosher properly. We don't do that. When they're mitzvot asay, mitzvot asay, it's very rare that we have a mitzvah. We have to do a vidoy, we have to confess or declare that we did everything kedat v'kedin. So all of a sudden, here it comes to Maser Sheni, we have Maser Levi, Maser Ani, that we have to do a vidui. So rather, Rashi's pointing out, because we don't have Maser Sheni, we're doing this, and the vidui is part of that. How happy am I that I don't have Maser Sheni? First year, the second year, I give Maser Sheni. This year, I don't have Maser Sheni. It's my approach. Woohoo! No Maser Sheni this year. And therefore, I don't have to give it. Or I go, chaval, no Maser Sheni this year. I could have had this mitzvah opportunity this year. And this year I don't have that opportunity. I'm anus, I'm putter from it because it doesn't apply now. And therefore, the fact that I'm not rejoicing and I would have preferred having a mitzvah to do and doing it, that gives me schar as though I did it or as though I had to do it. It gives me reward for having wanted to do the mitzvah. So our approach to mitzvah when we're exempt from them, when we're unable to perform them, is it that we are happy about it or is it that we're sad that we don't have the mitzvah opportunity? And Ramosha Feinstein wasn't writing right now in Corona, but again, obviously, this very clearly applies to us because there are a lot of things that every community I'm talking to, people from around the world. So obviously people have different communities where they're up to in the corona situation. Some of them they're having mitzvah in person, minyanim in person. Some of them they aren't yet. So a person could go, woohoo, I don't have to go to minyan. Or you go, chaval, I really wish I could be going to shul right now. And whatever mitzvah it is that we're not able to do or not able to do as much, not able to do as well in corona, we really could be looking at it two ways. Are we happy that we don't have that burden, responsibility upon us? Or we're sad, man, I really wish I could be doing this mitzvah. I really wish I could be doing more mitzvah. I really wish I could be doing it better. So says Ramosha Feinstein, when it comes to the maser, if you wished that you were able to do it, so then when you do it, so it's that much of a greater mitzvah. But if you view that mitzvah as a burden, then it's that much worse. And the fact that you're not doing it now, it's, you know, and you're breathing a sigh of relief. So then the fact that we did it last year is not as great of a mitzvah. Last year I did it because I had to, because I needed to. I didn't want to do it. So, yes, I can't do it now. And though you can always give produce to tzedakah, that's not the discussion. But I'm not fulfilling the mitzvah of Maser Sheni this year. And the fact that I wanted to shows that that my not doing it is only because I was honest. And that makes the year that I did do it a greater kiyum and a greater mitzvah. The fact that I did it, kiyamti kehogen ubesimcha kechol mitzvotecha, that's what the vidui is. The vidui is me coming to Kaddish Baruch Hu and saying, I did everything I'm supposed to do. If there were more to do, if you gave me the mitzvah Maser Sheni this year, I would do it. And the fact that I'm not doing it is not because I don't want to do it, it's because it doesn't apply right now in my current situation. And this idea is obviously very, very important idea for Chodesh Elul. We're looking back at our whole year of mitzvah and saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we always want to be doing more mitzvah. We don't view them as a burden. We view them as an opportunity, as a way to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And anytime I don't have a mitzvah, I'm not viewing it as, shoo, relief, but what a relief. That mitzvah doesn't apply to me. I'm off the hook. But I'm rather, oh man, I wish I had the opportunity to do this mitzvah. And it's the same idea coming up, that we're going to have sukkahs if it rains. Do you go, woohoo, I don't want to do the mitzvah? That's what Hashem said, the Umotah, the Chazal tells, the Umar HaOlam did. They didn't want to sit in the sukkah. And so when the Hashem made it really hard in the sukkah, they kicked the sukkah on the way out. We don't do that. We view it as Hashem pouring water on our heads. Hashem gave us the mitzvah of sukkahs, and we're not sitting in the Mishnah in sukkah. It tells us. We view it as Hashem. We served Hashem a cup of drink, and he poured it over our heads. The king. The king pours it over the servant's head. So we shouldn't be viewing it as a relief. We shouldn't be kicking it on the way out. We really, really want to be able to do the mitzvah, and we're sad and pained when we're not able to do the mitzvah. And if we have that mindset and thought about doing mitzvah, so that makes when we are keeping the mitzvah that much of a greater mitzvah, because we're doing it out of simcha, and we're doing it wholeheartedly, and that gives us reward when we're unable to do them, because onus is pater min mitzvah. So the fact that you're not doing it, it's only because you're exempt, and not because you didn't want to do it in the first place. So if we have that mindset, we should all be able to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's what we're trying to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Elul, Rosh Hashanah, when we're asking for a good Gzar Din. We're saying we did mitzvot, we wanted to do the mitzvot. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when we didn't do the mitzvah, count it as though we did the mitzvah, because we really wanted to be able to. It's only because we were unable to that we didn't keep them. Shkayach.